Now we want to talk about a Nekuda Ma'an Torah, a Grada. Now that we'll see tonight, as Hashem, that's Taka Nekuda and Torah, Taka, which Dafka helps Nemuchadega Oifim, a person to be Oimid on his Chelik. His Chelik in life, his Chelik in Avodas Hashem. Shabbat Yilach. Taka holding her Shuas. Chagma and Torah, and avoid this again with Chagma and Torah. As I voice this from Rabbi Yossi, is to understand what the Torah did for us. Hebrew Torah gave us the Torah, Yema and Torah, it's Matona Atzuma. And part of the avoid of the end is to be Sameach in the Torah, to understand and appreciate Taka what the Torah does for us. What the Torah does for us, what exactly is the Torah? Every young person. In Toich Oisei's Boinimus, we have to try to understand the uniqueness, specialness of the Torah. Our specialness, you know, the Matan Torah, we have to understand what exactly is the Matan of the Torah. So we want to concentrate on this in the Kudah tonight. Start like this, Efshar. Kadosh Baruch Hu created every Nivra. With his Etzim Bria, with the Etzim Bria Sa'adam. The Sherish of every Nivra, there lies a tremendous, strong chukka to connect to his Bari, to connect to the Bashefa. The Nivra Bishrashai is connected to the Bari. deep down there's a tremendous longing, a lust, a strong tshuka to connect. Some people's nizgala, but some people remains mechusik. But that is dear by every single one. And there's a mitzvah, that's a mitzvah, one of the mitzvahs, tarik mitzvahs. It's called al isay tshuka, that's a mitzvah of Avos Hashem. It's a mitzvah of Avos Hashem. We're commanded to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ava alamol is, Ava is a feeling, a longing, a thirst for the mitzvahs of a person to connect to something, chutz aloy. Connect to the Makar of Ava. We're mitzvah in Avos Hashem. Yidua moed. There's two ways to mekayim Avos Hashem. How could a person, well, kind of, you feel it, you don't feel it. How could a person marbit and magdil his Avos Hashem? So the Rambam, there's one Rambam in Yad, there's one Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot, it's not our Isaac tonight to talk about why. The Stivo the Rambam mentions once. The Rambam, two different places, mentions how could we be mekayim Avos Hashem. And the Rambam says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'roiv chasdoi, who was megalit, two different things in this world that allow us to connect to Him. Again, Avos Hashem is the ability to try to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Choshet v'magish, we're talking about connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not talking about to connect to that tzmusa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, we can't connect to that tzmusa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're talking to connect to that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megal in this world. It's so yinoi ha'nagosu. There are two things in this world that allow us to connect, and another person to manage to connect, which creates and gives a venue for the person to have Avos Hashem. Rambam bin Yad, in the beginning of Chukas Yisrael, the Yatar, Beis, Halacha Beis, I don't have the Lashon Rambam in front of me, the Rambam brings them the Mitzah Havah, the Ketzer, he have also, B'shoshi, Zboini, Na'odo, B'briyoisov, B'maisov, U'puloisov. So Dr. Rambam, he comes to an Avah, he comes to a Lashon Rambam, is a Taiva Godo Leida Es Hashem. To have Yediyas Hashem. Yediyas Hashem is to understand the Kaddish Baruch Hu, to come Yediyah, a Chibur. Yediyah is a Chibur. Yediyah is a knowledge, an inner knowledge. Stay in the Rambam that when a person looks around at the Bria, he's misboining in the Bria. He's misboining in all the Nevroim that are in the Bria. He's misboining in the different Hanhogas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where Kaddish Baruch Hu has done the Hashkofa of Hashem. This brings to an Avos Hashem. This brings to a connection. You can actually start being Masav HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. You start seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions. A trace. There's a trace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a trace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu there, and you're actually able to mischaber and give us a oifen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through being misbunin in the Bria. That's the Rambam in Yad. Amayis, the Rambam say from Mitzvahs. Shnei to Andersh. Mitzvah Gimel. Hu shetzivonu ba'avosi yisale. Mitzvah Sase Gimel. The mitzvah of Avos Hashem. How do we do that? Here he mentions mitzvoisav, mamorav, mamorav is the Torah. Ad shenasigeyu v'nena basagosi betachlis hanot. And here he brings Lech the Sifri. The Makar Advarim from this Rambam is a Sifri. V'zoisi ava mechuyeves. The Loshon ha-Sifri lefi shenema v'haftas Hashem alikecha. Eini yidea keitzidoi v'samokav. This is what the Sifri asks. How does a person love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He has Ava, he doesn't have Ava. That's correct, the Sifri. Zot the Sifri, Voshtek, Leich, Noach, Vahavta, Tamloimer, Vahoyu, Advar, Me'ila, Asher, Noichi, Mitzav, Chal, Yoim, Al, Vavecha. Shemitoich, Kacha, to Makir, is Mishomar, Vahoyu. The same idea. You want to be Makir, you want to become Bakant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to come connected. You want to have a Kor in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the man Torah. The Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us was a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the other way that we can mock HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Nochama, what does the Rambam say in Yad? And that's the first one talking about this one is raising it. What does the Rambam say over there? One have to answer that. But in Yenu, Shtein the Rambam, that there's two Mahalchim. There are two Mahalchim, there are two Oifanim that exist. For Nivra Be'etzem Taka, to be Yoytze this Simoyim, to be Moytze Lepoyel, this Simoyim that there exists, to connect with Bashef. This Be'etzem is the two, there were two points of Gilulim that there were in the history of the world. There was Bereshis, Sheshis Mei Bereshis, that's so called Asorah Mamoris. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Yotze Michutzai, he was Magala himself in the Bria. And then there's Ma'an Torah, the Seres HaDibros. Man Torah that says that the connected the Sarah Morris that's enough Gideon and Kodesh Baruch Hu. We find a few more times this two way fanim in the Birchus Kriyashma, they say Bidei Sai Bei Shachar, Sai Maira. The first bracha, which is the Birchus HaMa'iris, is talking about the Bria, Mor Rabu Masech HaShem. It's talking about connecting to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, realizing, seeing Kulaysev, seeing the Godless, the Nefloim that he does in running and orchestrating the world, the different creations and the different orchestration now Hakadosh Baruch Hu runs it. And then comes the Tzvita Bracha, Ava Rabba, Ava, Ava Soilam, the Bracha on the Torah. It's a Tzvita Oifen, and we thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We mabarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the second Tzveita Gilul in a way that we connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's a capital in Tillim, Kamba, Sach, Roi Befarshim on the capital. Ma'oimar on the big Yisoid, that the whole noisy of the capital in Tillim is this noisy and this, I want to come to a certain inyu. It's capital of Yotes in Tillim, we say, Rabbi Shabbos, HaMetzeach Mizim HaDovid, HaShemayim Esap, and Kavoy Kiel. The beginning of the capital talks about the Bria. And the Hemshech of the Bible talks about the Torah. The Torah is Hashem to me, my Meshivas Nafesh. The Etzim Vort states, Zidua, I don't know why it was inspired in Daft Rishmoy, but Psham Shom Parhersh. Etzim Vort is Zidua and developed from Psham Shom Parhersh. But the Mice already could move. Well, the Mishain already, the Achrein, the Radak, and the Venezah say the Etzim Zach. The Malbim also says that Psham Shom Parhersh. They all say that this capital is coming to say, then these two I found the Rambam's talking about. These two Eifanim for us to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah, yes, sir, Allah, the Torah is greater. The Torah is a greater Hecher Oifim, a greater Oifim to come to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shteita Shemayim Esapim Kavoy Kel. Shteita that the Bria talks to us. We just have to listen. The Bria talks. Maisa Yoda Magid Rakia. These are all lashons of expression. Lem Yom Yabia, Habo, Yichave Doaf. B'ksei Sevel. Milehem, the Shemayim talks to us. The Bria talks to us. Chavis Havavis and Sefer Bechina in Shai Bechina brings this book. If a person wants to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu, come closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Look at the Bria, be mizbainin. Look at an orange one time. Think of a slick in an orange. Look at your body. Rumi bor kalele. Mibsori echselaka. The Ebenezer calls it an aid. The Zokt Eidus of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone wants to know, as a dog got, he looks at the Bria. The Bria is made! It's not Eidus, the Eidus Brura. A Pishnai made in Yakum Dover. It's done the Bria, the Shemayim, the Shemesh. The Sachmervi, we say Eidim. It's the Eidus! Eidus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone's misbehaving and he hears the Eidus. But, of its Seit Shveit, in the Hemshech HaKapitel, dot Sveit, the Sug Eid. That's Torah. If them stay, Torah is Hashem to Mima Meshivas Novish. The Torah, that's the second bracha in Kriyat Shema, the Torah is the Hecha. The Torah is Tamima, it's more complete. It's a greater Eidus. It's a Hecher Eidus. And it's a Hecher way for a person to come connect to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Which way? In which way is it? This is what I want to be Marchim on tonight. There's a line in the Eben Ezra which you want to be Marchim on. Eben Ezra. Two words. Two words in Eben Ezra is attached up. What is the Yeser of the Torah? Lashon of Eben Ezra. Ma'over David, Gam Yesh Eid Acher, Nichbar Mimenu V'Yoisenem, Vi Torah Hashem Ve'Doisav V'Pegudav Mitzvoisav V'Yorosav Mishpat. But I want these words attached. Zokt David HaMelech Yesh Eid Acher Nichbar Mimenu V'Yoisenem. Eben Ezra says there are two things that make the Torah greater. Nichbad mimenu, it's nichbad from the Shemaim and the Bria. And Tzviyusim Ema. Nichbad is detached, nichbad is more, machubidik, it's more. Many times we spoke about it. Kavod is Meloshon Kavod. It has more weight. It has more, it's hecher, it's more echistik. The Torah, the gilui of the Torah, the edus of the Torah is nichbad. It's hecher, tak. It has more weight. That I understand, Meloshon Nichbad. Baker, I want to be marking the second. What does it mean Yosef Neman? What does it mean Yosef Neman? It's borrow that the evidence is coming from the Lashon of the Pasuk. Eidus Hashem Neman. That's what he touched. Eidus Hashem Neman on Makim Aspesi. What does the evidence mean? That's Yosef Neman. So first, let's touch Poshup Shat. And then we want to understand and be Maimek. Poshup Shat Nemonis means Alamo. Alamo, Torah, Tanakh, Hazal. Nemonis means constant loyalty. Azach is Neman. When it stayed constant in every matzev was goshayf. That's nemonis. Nemonis is, it doesn't waver, it's always there. And what Tzotzah is, levovoy nemon lefanecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about Avraham Avinu, that it was tested in every single essence. Yonis HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Avraham Avinu's heart didn't budge from being nemon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every matzev that it possibly could be. It was nemon. Any ma'akev, any mafriya, anything that's soyser, his lave stood fast, didn't move. Shteido, never die. That the Eidos of the Torah is more nemon than the Eidos of the Shemayim. What does it mean? Or even the high market push it, let's hatch it up a little bit. This is being the gay a little bit on the Nakud we spoke about in the first line. What's saying is Ma'avad HaGazach. That's what we're all looking for. The Eidos of the Shemayim, the Eidos of the Alps, the Eidos of the Niagara Falls, the Eidos of when you look at your body. It's beautiful. Hashemayim misapim kavoy kel. But it's momentary. It's momentary. It lasts. It could be misspoiled. And a person could be misspoiled. And it can be misspoiled for an hour, for 2 hours. But the question is, does that Eidos stay with you in every matzah? The next time when you have a mafriya and you have midos, then a mafriya is then a muna. Then hagodas Eidos. The next time you have atzlus, you have kina, you have taiva, you have kovet, you have something else that's soyser, is that going to stay, is that going to hold constant? It's not nemon. If them state, the Torah is nemon. The Torah is something that's mechabi you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and mechabi you to kfoy kel, to yediyas Hashem, in a way that it's nemon, that it stays by the mention every single month. That pella that we spoke about in this month, that you could find a person who you could talk to him 1 hour, and the amount of his boininess and the amount of his pilus he has Hashem, the amount of kilo hasogus he has in Hashem, you're racing the Caleb. And 2 hours later, you could see, you think you see a chneis, a guy from, I don't know what you want to call him, he's a criminal. He's a mushkes. That schizophrenia there is in a mensch. That's kaim, and that still could exist. The eidos of the Bria and all the chachmas of Bria, all the chachmas chitzonis that are saved from the Bria. They all leave mocking for a person to not be nemon. The Torah, someone who finds Hashem, someone who connects Hashem, duch the Torah, shteita, it's nemon. It's nemon. What's the nemon? That's the tach, kosher tach. That was from first. When we understand this, when we yitzer achoyim a little bit, to understand, the marvelous gift is unbelievable matana HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him unto Torah. And it's nichbad, yitzer nemon, the nichbad for any other thing in this world. Any other thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in this world in a way to connect to Him. That's what we want to try to understand. That's a chalaf for Shavuos. It can't say in the Taiches HaZoy. The Taiches HaZoy, the Taiches Taka state in the Etzem Kapitel. The Shurish HaMalach, I'm saying tonight, I just want to say for this. This is called Acha Sha'alti. The Shurish HaMalach, I understand exactly why this is more Nemon Mimeni. The Shurish Taka state in the Kapitel. It's Mufurish Kamal. The chilek between the Eidus of the Bria and the Eidus of the Torah state, Mufurish. Hashemayim is not from Kavoyke. They both have a pool of saying Eidus. The Shaila is where is the Mokan of the goddess Eidus. If you look in the beginning of the Kapitel, the Bria is the Sapik Foykel. But it's outside of the mensch. Outside of the mensch. So Sapik Foykel. It's unbelievable. Yeah, it's Mamash Meberdik. Someone who looks at it, it comes out like a Ravik de Miller. His whole life is a Shaviz Hashem and Negdi Sami. Someone who looks at the Bria, it's Kavalik. Someone's a Pella sometimes. How could people? You have Roshas, you have Rishayim in the world who do things that are Oyinvanura. Don't you see? Don't you see the Abish is there? And it says they don't see. Because the Shemayim is the Sapim Kvoy Kel, but they're not listening. They're not listening. It's nothing to do with them. The Shemayim is Sapim Kvoy Kel. If you look in the Psukim, the Pula of the Eidus in the Torah, where's the Pula of the Eidus in the Torah? Where's the Haggad of the Torah? Look at the Psukim. The Psukim at least 4 times say it's in the Menshalayim. Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nofesh. It's in the nefesh of the mensch. Eidus Hashem Namema Machkima Spesi Machkima means it makes you wiser. Not a new piece of information. A new piece of information doesn't make you wiser. You have another piece of information. Machkima means it changes the way you think. It changes from inside the way you think. Pkudei Hashem Yishon Misamchi Leiv. It enters the person's heart and changes him Chalev and Mitzvah Hashem Borah Piras Einoyim. Miras Einoyim doesn't mean, it's not like the Shemesh, which is near what you're looking at. Mira Seinayim means it illuminates you, it changes your sight. It changes the way you see. Me'iris einayim, it illuminates the way you see. The pa'ula of Torah is indimensionally. This is the unbelievable pillar. I'll explain it how HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, but that's the pillar of the Torah. The Torah and the kliach of the Torah, everything the Torah contains is able to integrate into the mensch. It's able to get right in the mensch. And the mensch kilo has within him Rotzen Hashem, Yediyas Hashem, Achibah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's nemanus. That doesn't leave. Something that's exterior to a person, when he listens to it, when he's misspelled from it, it makes observation on him. But it's alf mibachutz. It lasts. It lasts for an hour. It lasts for 2 hours. It's a part of him. Did it change who he is? Torah has an unbelievable koyach. Torah has an unbelievable koyach. That Torah becomes part and parcel of me. Torah becomes part and parcel of me. Now my avas Hashem, my way to meschaber in Hashem, my kilo, my lifeline to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not from the outside, it's inside. I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside. The Torah that I digest, Torah b'toich meyoy, Lashon Chazal, Torah b'toich meyoy. The Torah becomes part and parcel of me and changes the way that I think. Now I start thinking Torah dick. Nemon. It's Nemon, because it's part of me. I start thinking Torah dick, even the things that I don't hear directly from the Torah. I, machim aspesi. Nesamcheleh, your midas even, it affects your midas, it affects your emotions. When a Torah is in a person, it affects the whole person's carved out idea of the Torah. He's an Andromensh. Let's give Marchim a little bit of understanding this. Take one part. Torah Hashem to me, my Meshivas Nefesh. It says, Torah Hashem Meshivas Nefesh. It says, Torah is Meshiv Nefesh. What's Taish? Torah is Meshiv Nefesh. I'm going to bring a Dugma. Another place we find Chazal, Rashi. Talk about the Musik of being Meshiv Nefesh. Rashi, Parshat Kisisa. The end of the Shomer, the Shomer is also Shabbos. Last is the Shabbos. State at the end state. Shovas Vayinofash. Last is Taj Vayinofash. Vayinofash literally means that there's Bohu. Vacation, you rested. You rested. Now she says, not Shach, there's Bohu has to rest. He loses his breath, like there's Bohu. So Sabra is Hoizen. Give us the Tzir of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing on Shabbos. It doesn't mean it. But Rashi touches up one. Look, Rashi, Vayinofash. Kitagumay v'noch. V'chol loshen noifesh u loshen nefesh. The root of noifesh is from loshen nefesh. Look, Rashi. Why? Because when a person is noifesh, when a being is noifesh, meishiv nafshoy v'nishimosoy bahagiyoy v'toruch hamalocha. Someone works hard, he schleps boxes 4 or 5 hours. He gets tired out. What's tired out? Tired out is the mensch doesn't feel like he's by himself. He feels his kliches are scattered. He feels he lost. He's not all by zich. Meishiv nafshi. He rests for a second, he regroups. He rests sometimes not a second, sometimes it takes minutes, but a few hours, sometimes it's days, sometimes it's months. He rests to be meishiv nafshi, to get back his nefesh, to get back who he is. Torah Hashem to me, Meshivas Nefesh. They don't believe it. Torah returns who we really are. Torah gives us back who we are. Torah returns the anoichiyus of us that's lost without the Torah is incomplete. What's the daich? So the bir advarim lechor is Torah Hashem to me, Meshivas Nefesh. It's only one makar. It's in many places. This is the idea we find many places. The Torah is Sainim Shul Chayim, Sainim Shul Isha. One Gemara, the Gemara Kedushin, the Laman and Beis. Gemara Kedushin is going to come to explain the Mishnah of Mitzvah Saben Al Av, Mitzvah Saben Al Ben. States in the Mitzvah Saben Al Ben, the Chiyuvim of Av Al Ben. Three of the Chiyuvim is the father is Mechuyiv to teach the son Umnis. He's Mechuyiv to marry off his son. And he's Mechuyiv Lamdei Torah. Where is the Makar Mechuyiv Lamdei Torah? What do you see as Mechuyiv Lamdei Torah? Sorry, Lamde Parnosa. Where's the Makori Mechuyiv Lamde Parnosa? Gemara says as a Lamde Umnes Minolan Amar Chizgi Amar Kro. It's a pasuk in Gehelas. Re'ei Chayim Im Isha Asher Hafta. Pasuk in Gehelas. Re'ei Chayim. Chayim Taitz of Rashi for sure means Chayim means making a living. We call it make a living today in Israel. It means Parnosa, make a living. Chayim means a living. A person in order to live has to make a Parnosa Umnes. Zok the Gemara, the pasuk being makish chayim to isha. What's isha? Zok the Gemara, tutz tod. Either isha means isha mamish. And it's being makish chayim tisha. So if you are a father, we already learned, the Gemara learned, has a chiv to marry off his, to give his son an isha. So also has a chiv to give him chayim umnis. Others of the Gemara efshar, the pasuk means Torah. Isha means Torah. And kashem shechayv lam de Torah, we already learned out, v'lamatim l'vneichem. Kashem shechayv lam, that's isha. Isha in the pasuk means Torah. So too is mechuyif lam de umnis. Shteta, that one of the stodim is the makar, teach. Child illness, teaching Parnassus has learned that just like he's Mechuy Lamdi, he was living there. The Mechuy Lamdi Torah, Shteta, first of all, that there's a hekesh between Isha Torah and Chaim, they're all in one, Bnei Chodabiksa, they're all Chaim. And Shteta also, the Torah is called an Isha. Chaim means who the person is. Chaim are things that a person can't exist with. Everything is a mass confusion by us. Our best friends are part of our life. Our best friends aren't a part of our life. It doesn't say anywhere that a person can't live without a best friend. There are very few things that are part of the etzim chayim of the person. A person can't live with food. He can't live with parnosa. That's parnosa. That's part of the etzim mensch. And ish is also part of the etzim mensch. Shteim v'mari vomis. Then until a person has an ish, he's not called an odom. Well, famous Lashon Zohar, he's a plaguf. And ish is part of you. She's part of you. Your wife is part of you. Without a wife, you're missing part of who you are, part of your core. You're an incomplete person. There's a lot of things. Oh, that experience was mamash made my life. We use the word that made your life. Without it, you would still be living. You wouldn't be missing your life. There are very few things that are part. Your ish is part of you. Your living is part of you. That's about a person that needs some source of living. Maybe not dafka, that the field, but you need some source of living. And shteita tayura is like that. He really is a person's chayim, and his name shall be Isha. Just like an Isha is part of every single person, it's part of who he is. Torah is part of you. Rav said Dov Apel, there's many places we see this in Chazal. But the two things that it says, and this is the right the part of you, the two things that it says, Avra Yuim Koitim Avlat, the two things that it says that are part and parcel of the formulation of a person, the forming stage of a person, that already a Kadosh Baruch Hu does, says the Zivuk. And it says that there's Malam Dei Torah. The morning this says Malam Dei Torah. Kanira, there are a lot of other things that a person's going to do in life. But the Lav Dafka, part of who he is. The things are part of who he is. They have to exist in him during his formation. It can't come afterwards. It's part of the Oymik of what says Malam Malam Dei Torah. Who you are has to be there when we're forming you. Malach Mshakli has got to get it back. But it has to be there when you're forming you. The same way everybody has their private Zivuk and their private issues exactly curtailed. It's actually a Kadosh Baruch Hu makes the mamish perfect for you to be mashlim who you are. So to in Torah, everyone has their chiluk in Torah. Everyone is their chiluk in Torah. V'shtein chazal, at the man Torah, the komedik man Torah. Kol Hashem b'koyach. Doesn't say kol Hashem b'koychoy. Kol Hashem b'koyach. Zorin chazal. B'koyach shel kol echad ve'echad. So Hashem chazal. V'shas man Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the koil was iskenin lefiskenin. Katanim lefikanim Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a pellet, what that means, but his koil was broken into many koilas, and we heard it, each one of the koichot. Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave the Torah, everyone has a chiluk of Torah. Part of who you are is in the Torah. A person cannot be oymed on who he is, a yid, cannot be oymed on who he is until he has his chiluk of Torah, just like you never really be oymed on who you are without your zivug. You won't, because that's part and parcel of who you are. Your Torah, the Torah, the Ratzon Hashem that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave in the Torah, the Ratzon Hashem that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Nisgal in the Torah, he made it a chilek of who you are. That's who you are. This is Torah as Hashem Teruah Mishiva as Nafesh. Torah is able to give a person, complete him, Pasha, complete him. It makes you who you are, that's who you are. Can you say the core of a person, he's supposed to be programmed like the Torah, and Taka is chilek in Torah. This is Torah Hashem Teruah Hashem Teruah as Nafesh. But my mom was good. My mom was good. This is again my mom we're talking about tonight, but it's directly in the ghetto. I'm speaking about it, this is okay. We never had, no question, Islam Nepal, we never had a generation like our generation that is as tortured, as tormented, as confused, as persecuted in the field, in the tchum of ani, in the field of being in touch with oneself as Arda. Never ask anybody who's in the field of chinuch, ask anybody who's in charge, Zachroi, Imanik. Never, never, ever do we have such a large percentage of people who pashut are so confused where they are. I'm going to be dealing with a sugi in Kino, which the Aleph Beis of the sugi is going to be to try to find your chalik. And there's so many people who don't even know where to start. They have no idea who they are. Is the problem already, because it already started 20 years ago by the parents, because the parents were meruchi from themselves, and a lot of the children are. So you saw from the parents, efshir. Doesn't make a difference. What the mitzias is, that we find the tremendous chesaron in this nekudish of being at oneself, pasha being at oneself, being by zich. I heard from a Talmud Chacham again. Says, "I'm Gadol." He wanted a taina that in the previous days, you find that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Oyvim and Klal Yisrael, the Nisyonis and Klal Yisrael, for the Ikrami Bachutz, they were Golosim, they were Redifus, the Redifus of Klal Yisrael Bachutz. Different nations then came, and in our door, Reigs at the Rappella, we find the Iker. That's what all the daily Adar say. The Iker is sign of our door, is the sign of technology, the sign of internet. Ali Dover, we said that the Mokim with that hits is inside the person. The Mokim, look around. This is weird. Internet, technology, texting, internet, everything, all the different types of things there are, millions of products. Where it hits is, it's an eradication of the person. No one is with themselves, everyone's with technology. No one's by zich, no one b'chlal is connected to themselves. It's clear, very clear, that it's not a mikra. There's an isayin of the door, there's an isayin of our door, the door achron, the door ikhs mashiach. It's an isayin, it's not a mikra. But dafka this, there's no better truth. There's no better solution than the sugi of knowing yourself in Torah. It's not the only reason why we appreciate Torah. Appreciate Torah because we have a chance to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in ourselves, but Agav Orcha is tremendous. You saw it, tremendous. Redach Betzida, you could find yourself. There's no better way for a person to truly find himself than in the Torah. Just like Lahavdil, but also getting married also helps a person find himself. The Torah, and finding your chilek in the Torah, helps a person, because this is the core of the person, who's the Shorosh of Imagine. Kapon, I'm getting back to the name. This is the Yisoy, this is the godless of the Torah. Them state in the measure shall be Yisoy Neman. Teresh Hashem Timim, and Mesiv Hashem Ofesh, it becomes and enters into you. You have Kavi Yochel Rosen Hashem. Kavish Baruch Hu Kavi Yochel put a chilek of himself into the Torah. Into the Torah, that's what the Chacham says. Kavish Baruch Hu Kavi Yochel to come himself. And we could take that inside himself. Yeah, in the Bria we see Maisa Kavish Baruch Hu, but it's not part of us. The Torah, learning this Torah, this unbelievable matana, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity to take Kibbutz Shtek Kadosh Baruch Hu and put it in our blood supply, in our life source. We start thinking like the Torah, we start seeing like the Torah. Our life feels thoughts of the Torah. This is the Oftu of the Torah. Furious one. It's hard. The Mishnah Perik. Gimel, Mishnah Tes. Shtek. Yaakov Oymer, Hamahalich Baderech, Shoyne Umafsik Mi Mishnosek, Oymer Mano Ilan Zeh, Mano Nir Zeh, Malal Vakosak Yilin Zeh, Ben Afshan. Yaakov said, someone is walking on the way, and he's held stark in the sugya. Held stark in the sugya. And maybe get me Medina Sayyam, so she gave me a funny nephew, and nephew, Rabba, Omer, Rabba, Omer, held stark in the sugya. And all of a sudden he stops, and he's Mizboinen, he sees the Alps. Mano Ilan Zeh, starts being Mizboinen. He sees an ear, he sees a beautiful field, he starts seeing, oh, unbelievable creation of Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's nenash kilu mischayev benashi. Frek the chassid yavitz. What's the problem? He's being mekayim the Rambam in the Chizkiyahu the Torah. He's nenash. This kid wants to marbe b'shvach Hashem. More rabu maseach Hashem. Why is he nenash? Zok the chassid yavitz b'milim ksoros in the Taisha. Means our inim luchar. Zok the chassid yavitz. Because he's mafsik mikedusha chamura mikedusha ktana. Kedusha Kala. It's a lashon. Well, the Einish is avada. If someone wants to look at the Bria, it's kavaldik. But you're oising in Torah, which is nichbad v'nemon yoisim imenu. You're oising in Torah, which l'darkenu means that you take a Kadosh Baruch Hu inside of you. You have a Kadosh Baruch Hu inside of you, and you're going outside to look at something that's screaming out about a Kadosh Baruch Hu on the outside. What's this do? You're giving up what you have. After giving up what you have, that's the Einish. Look at the lashon and medrash. Of the Chazal, my lord of Akosa kilo mischayev benafsh. Don't take the contrabar to the one tonight. Bediktok, my lord of Akosa kilo mischayev benafsh. You just gave up your nefesh. You gave up who you are. Ah, you're not going to be a shpoku. Yeah. That's beautiful. You can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 2 hours, you'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll be misspelled for another 2 hours. But you had HaKadosh Baruch Hu in you. You would have changed who you are. You kept on living and learning. Learn if places a little more. Later on in the Rajbar, in the Reb Chaim. How does it work? It's Niflois. It works. Torah Hashem to you. Mishiva Slavish. Ma'alav HaChosev Kim Mishai Benafshar. This is an akud of his bainus. It's going to be like the Hemshech. I'm finding a person's chalik. This is an akud of his bainus. Amishman Esen, we say, Ahavto Yisan. Ahavto Yisan, which the Goyen says in Yishma Antar. Hopefully you understand a little more what tremendous Ava that the Shbohu gave in the Torah. The Shbohu loved us by giving us something. It's the most unbelievable thing, the way that we could connect to him. It's the most unbelievable, internal, I could call it almost intimate, an intimate way that we can connect up with the Shbohu. We can intimately connect up with the Shbohu with the Torah. There's an external way to connect with the Shbohu, there's an intimate way. This is the Torah. It's nichbod and neman. Yes.
That's why it's Tess. Very Gimel Mishnah Tess. Again. That's the thesis. Just doing crazy.
Okay.